spell it for you. D-U-M-M-Y.
It's the dummy. Come on, sing it. It's the dummy of the day. It's the dummy. Oh, yeah. It's the dummy of the day on the Joe and Alex Show.
A Lancaster, Pennsylvania man was trying to scare away an opossum by setting a fire.
Possum.
Look at my paper right here.
It's spelled.
Opossum.
Yes, but the O is silent.
Do we have any animal experts?
It's like lasagna. The G is silent.
317-239-1009.
Lasagna.
Opossum.
I'm sorry. I grew up out in the country, and we always...
opossum. Do you say Illinois too?
We called them possum, but these might be a different type because, like I said, this is in Pennsylvania.
Oh my gosh. Somebody tell him.
He tried to scare away the opossum by setting a fire, but he ended up destroying his house in the process. The guy used butane to light a pile of leaves in his backyard. He was hoping that maybe he could smoke the guy out and get the opossum to leave. A city fire marshal says the fire got out of control and spread to the home. Did about $50,000 in damage. That blows my mind. That's my biggest fear. You do something like that, like a little brush fire or anything, it's like, hey, there goes my house.
I feel like this is a guy thing, though. Like, girls would just be like, whatever, I'm going to call a professional to come take care of this, you know, rabbit,
You're
raccoon,
probably right.
whatever, possum. But, like, a guy, though, feels like that animal that's gotten into your house or is in your backyard is, like, personally got a vendetta against you. It's just a dude thing. And a guy doesn't feel like a man unless he himself is the one to get rid of the animal. He doesn't feel like a man if he's having somebody else do it for him.
Hang on a second. I think, what do we have over here, producer MYK?
I pulled up opossum. Let's see the definition.
Opossum.
There you go. I'm sorry, how to pronounce it.
Hold on. Listen again. It's not that loud.
Opossum.
What?
He's saying it. Opossum.
No, he says opossum.
Okay, that's so, not correct.
You're saying dictionary.com doesn't know what they're doing?
Opossum.
No.
I disagree. I think they know what they're doing.
Opossum.
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 A possum.
No, it's supposed to be silent.
Sorry, dictionary.com, you're a bunch of idiots. Once again, if any animal experts are out there, 317-239-1009. Moving on. We could come back to it, though. Three people were arrested for breaking into a nature center in Arkansas and stealing a live alligator. Live action.
What? Alligator.
Alligator.
The O in possum is spelled but not pronounced. It is a silent letter just like the H in the word honest.
Honest.
Okay, so these three guys trashed the place. They knocked over a turtle exhibit.
Oh, no!
Which left the poor animals on their backs just saying, come on, guys, get me up out of here.
Does anyone remember the turtle episode of Hey Arnold, whenever the grandma took Arnold to take that that giant turtle and dump it back into the ocean? They, like, rescued it from the zoo.
No, and anytime you say, does anybody remember, I'm all automatically like, no, I don't.
Yeah, what is that? Was that Nickelodeon?
Yes.
Hey Anytime Arnold. You mention Nickelodeon, I'm already out. I've never seen it.
I'm a Disney guy. I used to love Hey Arnold, but I don't remember, like, hardly any of those things.
Yeah. I'm going to look up what that turtle's name was.
317-239-1009 if you know the turtle's name.
The first thing I type, Hey Arnold, and then turtle episode comes
the
up.
The first thing in your searches.
Your Google search is messed up.
No, it was an old... Oh, Lockjaw. That was his name.
Well, the turtle's name was Lockjaw.
He was an old neglecting sea turtle, and him and his awesome grandma took a trip to the aquarium to rescue Lockjaw. They saved him.
Opossum.
These dudes also left the animals on the floor. They caused thousands of dollars in damage before stealing the 3-foot gator. The men were caught later that day, and the gator was found in a vehicle. Not sure if he was driving, but he was in the vehicle. The trio faced several charges, including commercial burglary, theft of property, and criminal mischief. The center's exhibit, unfortunately, is shut down until everything is fixed.
You know how the Hey Arnold episode ends?
How does it end?
After they save Lockjaw and dump him back into the ocean.
Can't believe they named the turtle Lockjaw. By the way,
Hey Arnold and his grandma go back to their little apartment, and she's making dinner, and he's like, what's for dinner, grandma? And she's like, turtle soup. And that's how it ends.
That's awkward. That's very awkward. Hey, good morning, Joe and Alex Show. Who's this?
This is Kelly.
Hey, Kelly, what were you calling about, like the opossum?
No, I was just having a question real quick. I heard on the radio, and I don't know if this was the station, but somebody was giving away $1,000 this morning.
Oh, yeah, we're giving away $1 million, actually. Do we have any money? Hold on.
I have like 50 cents.
Hold on. Let me check.
All right, we're checking our wallets.
I'm checking my wallet. Hold on.
Joe has a $6, $7.
Is that lint?
Lint.
One. Six. I got $6. We're giving away $6 today.
You can't say that unless you're giving it away, Joe.
To charity. To charity.
Oh, okay.
The Joe Pesh charity. Thank you for calling in this morning. And then your final Dummy of the Day story. A drunk driver blamed her slurred speech on a recent tongue piercing.
I mean, that's valid.
Is it?
Yeah. Have you ever heard somebody that just gets their tongue pierced? They sound ridiculous.
I know. I've known some people that have their tongue pierced, but I've never heard them like, like if they're slurring their speech, never heard that.
They sound drunk for sure.
Have you ever had your, I feel like you wouldn't. Have you had your tongue pierced?
Never. That grosses me out.
Why?
Because like the idea of like piercing that.
Metal balls in
up.
Your mouth are definitely gross.
No, the after fact doesn't gross me out. It's the process that makes me cringe.
About shoving a metal bar in your tongue muscle.
I can't talk about
it. Like, she's getting all grossed out.
Yeah, I don't like it at all.
But you have your ears pierced, right?
That's it.
It is pronounced tongue, right?
Hold on, let me check.
Tongue-gooey.
Ew.
Tongue-gooey.
You know what?
Alex wants to vomit.
Hang on a second. Hang on. I'm trying to be official here.
Tongue.
Oh, yeah.
Tongue.
Dun, 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 dun.
Tongue.
The woman was pulled over for having an expired license, and the officers could smell pot when they rolled down her window. So pot was actually found in her center console, and the woman had a blood alcohol level of 0.116. She was drunk.
Whoa.
She was arrested and charged with OVI, driving under suspension, and possession of marijuana paraphernalia. We have no update on the opossum, so I'm just going to say it's opossum.
It's not
kids,
opossum.
If you're listening to the Joe and Alex show on the bus this morning, ask your teacher, but I'm pretty darn sure.
You're going
to
deny Google? Opossum.
Opossum. Those right there are your dummies of the day on the Joe and Alex show.